Hey, good morning. Live from our KGGF studios here on this Wednesday. Live in studio with me, I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us is K-State Research and Extension Agent Barbara Abes. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
Always good to have you here in studio with us as it's kind of a good time right now for you guys. Have you got so much stuff going on? We've got so many classes to kind of talk about as well, and I think that's a good place for us to start. I know kind of past the registration process, things like that, but Walk Kansas is happening right now.
That's right.
Tell me how your team's doing a little
bit. We're in the second week of Walk Kansas. I think last I knew we had 71 teams.
Nice.
And people out there excited, starting to walk. We did a bingo card this year where they can do different activities and mark off their bingo card. We've already got one of those completed and back in and just starting the activities.
Nice.
That's exciting.
So sounds like your team's doing pretty well right now.
I think my team's doing pretty well, yeah. We've been doing gardening. We're a team of people that like to do gardening, so we're getting in some activity out in the yard.
You know, and Jacob and I were talking about that last week. There's a lot of, you know, different ways that you can go about gardening to make it not necessarily more physical, but at the same time more of a kind of exercising activity than just planting. Where he had mentioned with a rototiller.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he likes to use the fork. Now, the fork also is better for smaller gardens and turn, but it's a workout, he said. It's quite the workout.
Well, that's true, and I've had a lot of leaves that were in my perennial beds and in my bushes and stuff. So raking out those leaves and taking them to the compost pile and just, you know, clipping off the dead things from last year. So a lot of work there.
Yeah, it is.
And it all counts toward Walk Kansas.
And the one thing that we were talking about off air a little bit as well, something that certainly I am affected by, but a lot of competitive nature goes into it as well. You know, when there's kind of that little competition factor or team versus team, whatever it may be, you kind of push a little harder. And in this case, you know, you're only benefiting yourself and your team.
That's exactly right. We actually encourage people to try to be competitive with their goal. We want them to try to reach their goal so we don't have a lot of, you know, we don't want them.
Rivalries.
Rivalries. Sometimes they do get very competitive and, you know, sometimes that's not the best.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Anyway, we do set goals or challenges, as we call them, and they can choose one of each of three different challenges, and that way they're working toward their challenge. And like you say, it really helps you and helps everybody on your team to get out there and get that physical activity going.
I like that approach, you know, be competitive towards your goal, not towards your opponents, you know. So that's funny.
We've learned that over the years.
Yeah. And with competitive edge, again, it's really only benefiting yourself and your team as well. So a fun event with that. Walk Kansas. I'm glad that's going off without a hitch. Now, this class here in Coffeyville, Stay Strong, Stay Healthy.
Right.
Tell me, I mean, I know you've talked about that a little bit, but tell me a little bit more about it and how's it going?
Well, I have a Stay Strong, Stay Healthy class going on right now. It's geared toward older adults, and it's strength training classes. And we know it's important to get out and get that aerobic activity like we do in Walk Kansas, but everybody needs to have some strength training where we have some resistance to our muscles, and we do that every other day. They don't recommend that you do it every day, but every other day so your muscles can rest in between, and then that strengthens your muscles. We've had a lot of great impact from this series of classes. It goes on for 8 weeks. We meet twice a week for 8 weeks. And people find out that they can do a lot of everyday things a lot easier. Like they can get dressed, they can get in and out of their car, they can just do a lot of things and they feel better. I know on Monday I asked them how they were doing and several of them said, I just feel better. I don't know how to explain it, but I just feel better. And I can do things I couldn't do before. So.
Yeah, and you know, and that's one thing
class.
That unfortunately I know my grandfather misses a lot. Now, unfortunately, he's a very large man, so he's got a lot of him to carry around, certainly. But those were kind of the things that he would always say. He's like, Sam, don't ever get old, you know. That's always what he would tell me. And you're right, you know, kind of getting into his truck, you know, opening and closing doors, picking up buckets, trying to do yard work. It was subtle things like that that he really first started to notice. And, you know, these exercises can help with that. So.
Yes, we do know that even though people lose some functionality as they age, if they start getting that physical activity and make sure that you do some strength training, people can actually gain back some of that functionality. It's true. It's very important. Just to do these activities.
Yeah, and he tried, and once again, he's a big man. He's a big gentleman, so a lot of grandpa to carry around.
And we do hope to have another class starting probably in June, July timeframe. Nice. So be looking for that if you'd like to get involved in that.
Yeah, stay tuned and stay near your radio. I know we like to get that out there for our listeners
we'll
here.
Yeah, we'll be telling you.
I know you guys have a new class coming up, and it's not necessarily down here in this area, but we always like to get out that to our listeners. We got a wide listening range, no doubt about, but we got something coming up in Pittsburgh. Is that what you said?
Yes, at the Pittsburgh Nazarene Church, April the 18th, we have a class we're calling Fix It and Forget It. We're actually partnering with Kansas Farm Bureau on this class. And basically, we're going to be preparing freezer meals in this class. We'll have stations set up and people the registration is by April the 12th for $25. You come in and you'll be able to prepare beef stew, chicken cacciatore, teriyaki beef and vegetables, and pineapple pork. So you're going to go home with four meals that you can put in the freezer, and then there are also slow cooker meals. So you can thaw those out, like put them in the refrigerator the night before, and then get them in your slow cooker and have a meal to come home to. So I think that's going to be a neat class to go to. I don't know what else to say about that.
Well, I mean, I like it because it's, first of all four of those options sound wonderful. They sound very delicious.
We've tested them.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure they are delicious. And that's, you know, for me, frozen foods are something that you just kind of see in the grocery store and pass over. You know, it's a frozen pizza. It's not going to be very good. That sounds delicious. So what a cool class to kind of take a different spin on the frozen foods.
Right. You can just come and go to a station and prepare it yourself. I mean, we'll have some of the veggie chopping and things like that done ahead of time, but you'll come to the station, put all of your items into your freezer bag, and we'll have labels and things there that will tell you what's in the bag and how to prepare it once you get ready to use it and so forth.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be a great deal. And we do hope to have this class over in this, you know, over on the other side of the district later on, too, hopefully.
Yeah, at some point. Not only do you get to learn about different ways to do it, but you get to walk home with four meals as well that you can put in there for yourself. And I'm sure there's many, many, you know, benefits to it, whether it's, you know, financial or time saving and things like that. I mean, I'm sure there's many reasons to freezing your meals and kind of saving them, especially if maybe you got a big family or something.
Well, one of the reasons is that how many times do people come home and it's too busy to cook? They're too busy to cook, so you run to the fast food restaurant. You're in the drive-thru, and this way you can pull that out and on that busy day and have it in your slow cooker, and you come home and you've got a meal right there before you have to head out to the next thing.
Yeah, that happens all too often to many people out there. Well, Barbara, it is National Nutritional Month this month.
It is. March has been National Nutrition Month. We know that America has an abundant nutritional supply of food, and we know that there's all kinds of information out there to let people know how to eat, but we also know half of American adults have one or more preventable disease, chronic disease of some kind, one or more, half of Americans. That's that's kind of sobering, I think.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to change that. USDA has come out with a new initiative that they're calling Start Simple with My Plate. And, you know, I think because we have so much information out there, people are just confused about what to believe, you know, what's the truth. And so we've always had the MyPlate, choosemyplate.gov website where you could go to get nutrition information, but they're trying to present it in just a simple way with just simple messages so people can go there and have some interactive activities and just learn simple, easy messages so they can make better food choices and be healthier. Because we don't want to have that chronic disease that half of Americans seem to have because they're not making good food choices.
Yeah. And again, this is kind of one of those things that we were just talking about, you know, whether you're busy or it's your job that keeps you up or something like that. And you don't have those, you know, you don't think that you have the chance to make a healthy sandwich. Instead, you just kind of grab like a little pouch out of the snack.
That's part of it, too. So. We just grab whatever's available because we're in a hurry.
Yeah, so kind of an inconvenience factor, and it may be harming you more than you actually think.
Right, and we just need to remember to eat more fruits and vegetables. Those are a couple of the simple messages. Just focus on fruits and vary your veggies and try to stay away from the highly processed foods. Just simple whole foods as much as possible. Make half your grains whole grains. Vary your protein routine, you know, and meat, fish, poultry, but also beans and seeds and nuts and some eggs. So vary your protein. Get low-fat dairy or fat-free milk and yogurt and so forth, and then limit your sodium and saturated fats and added sugars and things like that.
Yeah, I think that's a good point that you make there as we come up close to it here real quick, kind of final note. But changing the proteins is a big thing for me because I love chicken a lot, and I have a whole bunch of chicken. But once you mentioned that, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, you know, we have varied it a little bit. And it's first of all, it's better for your taste buds, in my opinion. It's you get a kind of a varied meal, but it's also healthy for yourself. And then also you explained, you know, the portions of your proteins shouldn't be as enormous as most
this
people
is
assume.
True. So. This is true. 3 to 4 assume. Ounces is considered, as far as meat, a protein serving. But you can save some money too by having a meatless meal once or twice a week. Typically, legumes like your beans and, you know, dry peas and things like that are not as expensive as meat, and they do have a lot of protein. So you can do meatless meals and save yourself some money.
Well, we'll continue this talk after the top of the hour news break here on the Mighty 690 KGGF as we're joined in studio by K-State Research and Extension Agent Barbara Ames. Barbara, thanks so much for joining us. We'll take a quick step aside, and we'll be back here in just a minute.
All right. Thank you.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.